Breakfast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Well, the KZN South Coast is flying the blue flag high. It remains the region with the highest number of blue flag beaches in KZN. Their status was confirmed at the 2025 awards held in Port Alfred. 8 beaches in Reinkonyeni and Umdoni received blue flag status. They include Hebbardeen, Umzumbe and Ramsgate. On the north coast, Kwadukuza municipality has 4 blue flag beaches. The Reinkonyeni municipality says achieving the highest number of blue flag beaches is a major achievement. Spokesperson Simon April has praised all those who've been involved in maintaining world-class standards.
The Reinkonyeni municipality also received special recognition awards in Hebbardeen Beach, with 10 consecutive years as a blue flag beach, Umzumbe Beach, 15 consecutive years as a blue flag beach. The Reinkonyeni municipality also received Green Coast Awards for Trafalgar Marine and also Leisure Bay. This achievement continues to position Reinkonyeni municipality as a leading tourism destination and a true game changer in South Coast development.
Etiquini does not have any, as it withdrew from the program in 2022 after the floods. A political analyst says the 2-day Government of National Unity retreat that took place in Gauteng will not fix what he describes as a coalition in decline.
The GNU itself has not delivered any significant achievement in terms of the GDP growth rate and so on. So there's a degree of moderate performance, if not mediocre performance, at a national level. Secondly, the issue now is that they are going to work together. What is it exactly that they must do?
President Cyril Ramaphosa has hosted the closed-door GNU Leaders Retreat in Mogale City, west of Johannesburg. It's believed several issues, including struggling municipalities, were discussed. Sandy Leswana, an independent governance and political analyst, says the ANC has absolutely no capacity to rescue any municipality.
They are going to need the GNU partners and other partners, and that process of rescue is not going to happen between now and November next year anyway, because right now, the competition, electoral competition, is in progress.
He also believes the president has lost the country's confidence and even within the ANC.
They are losing support, and the GNU as a mechanism perhaps of bolstering the electoral prospects of the ANC is not going to bolster it. They are going to lose. They are going to be more dependent on the other political parties.
Fuel prices are set to drop this month. Robert Maike from the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources says the decreases are due to lower oil prices and a stronger rand against the dollar.
Both grades of petrol will decrease by 51 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm will decrease by 21 cents a litre. And diesel 500 ppm will decrease by 19 cents a litre. Paraffin will decrease by 1 cent a litre. Maximum retail price of LP gas will decrease by 61 cents per kilogram countrywide and by 70 cents per kilogram in the Western Cape.
And Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in as Tanzania's president. According to the country's electoral commission, she won the presidential vote by 98%. The main opposition party, Chadema, which was barred from running, has rejected the results and has called the election a sham. Durban 31 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 35, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas will need to adjust to the conditions quickly when the ODI series against Pakistan begins tomorrow. Massive week for the Springboks this week as they prepare to face France on Saturday. That side will only be announced on Thursday. And then Sundowns are drawn in Group C in this season's CAF Champions League.